All right. That was The Devil and the Almighty Blues and their song The Ghosts of Charlie Barracuda. So yeah, you know, we all fast.
Yes.
Because every morning we break our fast.
That's true.
And so, you know, it's just a part of all of us. And when we extend it, it's opens the doors of enlightenment and new education that, you know, maybe we wouldn't have been in tune with. And just something to think about and be involved. I'm not telling anybody to do it or anything, because we all do it anyway. But you know, we can open those doors for like more spiritual food to come in, and you know, that's not a bad thing, that's for sure. Especially in this day and age of, you know, all the turmoil that's going on throughout the world. So yeah, so yeah, I liked what you were saying about your stories and history, and you were just saying something else too.
Well, you mean this, when you were talking about the story, you're talking about the grocery store story, right? But were you meaning, I was also talking about that women, because their biology is a little more hormonally complex, that there's certain ways to optimize, like fasting timing with that, and doing certain practices can be really helpful in having the best benefits, at least according to Mindy Peltz. And that she's a person who's done some really deep dives in it. So I just personally myself, and again, I'm not, everybody's different, but I liked a lot of what she had to say. And I wish I knew some of, or I wish I had listened to some of this stuff or had access to it quite a few years ago. It would be nice, but it's good.
Yeah.
It's really good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just lately I've been I try as much as I can, because you know, I can't do like 11 days. I'm very happy and proud for people that can do it. I know our brother Wegedesk is really efficient at it and proactive in it, and but it can affect us physically, so you know, we need to be careful.
Yeah, because there's a fair amount of, I was talking earlier about, like, there's many health situations that are unique that people need to know about their own bodies, but in particular, anything to do with blood sugar or the whole endocrine system, like, you know, fasting has a different implication, and so it's really important to be aware of that if somebody's going to do it. But there's a lot of people walking around who are either pre-diabetic or diabetic and don't know it, and so something like this could, you know what I mean, it's just again an awareness thing before embarking on stuff. So, and I'm a big fan of starting, like, trying out things in life very slowly, like dip your toe into the water as opposed to jumping in and going, I'm going to do it, whatever, 11-day fast. And it may never be, I've never done an 11-day fast, so I don't know. I don't know if my body would like that and have the health benefits or not, you know? But it does sound like Wegedesk has some great health benefits with it. And there is some science behind it in terms of people tracking what goes on in some people's bodies. So it's very, very interesting. I know I have interesting dreams.
Yes,
I have interesting dreams, and I remember them better, it seems.
Yes, because mine aren't, you know, that long, but it does, like, bring up memories and stuff, and which is why I remembered my story with my buddy in university and what we went through. And it just triggers memories that, you know, we may have, like, put out of our mind, And I liked what you were saying about, like, you didn't want to, like, waste food and stuff. And
that was off air, yeah. That ironically, I'm doing food preparation today because of the weather being cool, so I'm taking advantage of any cooking that I need to do.
Yes. I think it can, like, trigger, like, empathetic mindsets, too, for, you know, people that that are fasting not on purpose.
Yes, there's that they are there having food shortages. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. So
for sure, because you know, there's periods of time in the fasting. At least, I mean, what I was talking about. At least for me, in the first couple of days, there's periods where it is not comfortable, and I feel kind of on the cranky side. Like I just name it with my husband. I go, okay, I'm a little bit cranky right now. I'm going to go alone for a little bit. Cause, and he just laughs now because it's like, you know. Try to be aware of it so I don't take anybody's heads off and then have to find a type of glue to put it back on, you know.
But I
really like that point of it building, you know, having the potential to build empathy or compassion for the range of things that are happening in different people's worlds worlds throughout the world.
It can also, like, it's just like that word that they invented called hangry. You know, people get
exactly.
hungry and
get
angry.
It's a real word, okay?
Yeah.
It's a real word. I get hangry. I'm not the same person. That would be my evil twin. That's all I'm going to say. My evil twin is hangry.
Yeah. But, you know, when we're going through that too, it'll help us relate to other people. And especially, like, because so many of us, you know, we're on the road every day and, you know, we're interacting with people, whether we like it or not. Yeah. And so, you know, it's just something that we all go through. And we need to be aware of our bodies and know what's triggering us and why we're being triggered. And that can be part of the issue sometimes.
For sure. Like, you know, what type of nourishment we need at any given time, too. Because you know, like, sometimes we're short on spiritual nourishment.
Yeah.
And that's what would help us become better, like, more even keeled or more expansive and compassionate and stuff. And other times we're food, you know, we're nutrition, physical nutrition hungry. And I mean, of course, not all of us have that privilege of being able to say, okay, that's what I need. I'm going to go have a really nice, you know, I was going to say kale salad, but I know you're not a soft.
Well, I think, part of the issue of us getting that hangry feeling is, you know, some of the stuff that we put in our bodies and it's, you know,
empty.
Got a lot of different chemicals that, you know, aren't natural and they can trigger us when our body starts to eat them, because our body starts to eat itself, you know, or start to consume, you know, the fat in our bodies. And if it's, full of chemicals, it's going to.
There's a lot of food out there that's designed to be very tasty for our immediate taste buds, but are not empty in calories, but in fact, calorie very, very dense calorically and chemically, but are not satiating. So our natural body signals are not going, oh, I just ate some extra large French fries and this extra large triple burger or whatever. I'm not disrespecting that for once in a blue moon, but I'm just saying it does. I think it can kind of confuse our body signals because it's like, okay, you did something, you put something in your mouth, but I'm not feeling it. I'm still hungry, you know, at some point, like, you know, so it's same with sugar and stuff. I think even though it's our impulse is delicious because of course it's delicious, but it also has this other part where our nourishment isn't being fulfilled and our body's going, no, that's not going to cut it. You know, you're going to need to get something else, find something else, you know? So it's interesting, but most of, you know, think of many of the diseases in North America or Western Europe areas compared to then you've got people in the world. Well, in Vancouver and the Lower Mainland, you have it too. But like, you have some people who can't get any food, and then other people who are getting lots of food or too much food, but not necessarily nourishing food. So it's kind of an interest. That whole topic is very multi-layered, I guess, right? Yeah.
But, well, thank you so much anyway for all your information that you're feeding us. So
nurturing, I don't know.
Anyways, yeah, we're gonna carry on with our program.
Sounds good.
And we're going to get on to the favorite or the song of the week of Shkwait Shachlach. And
okay, I will be listening in.
So here we go. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Be well, everyone.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Thank you so much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And coming up next is our song of the week of Shkwait Shachlach. And this is from Olivia Holt and their rendition of rendition of These Boots Are Made for Walking. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. That was Olivia Holt. These Boots Are Made for Walking. And we have on the line with us my brother Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkina, BC. And for people that don't know him, he's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big forest fires of a few years ago, and also the big flood of a few years ago. So very extreme survivalist, and just very honored and happy that he's able to come on our program every week and join us and share some of his awesome music. How are you doing, Shkwait?
Doing as well as can be, trying to survive these temperature, I don't know what you would call it, crazy anyways.
Yeah.
Hot one day, cold the next.
Yeah.
Yeah, but otherwise I'm doing pretty good.
I really enjoyed your song that you picked, These Boots Are Made for Walking. Sure brought me back many years to the old one, or the original one. That was pretty awesome. But we have a subject today, and it's on fasting, and I'd love to hear your words on that.
I've never really thought too much about fasting, but you know, I've learned a little bit about it over the years. I know that it's not for everybody is, because for some people it's actually has negative effects on them, you know, health wise, mentally wise, you know. But and I also remember that they consider our sleeping period each night a fasting period, and you know, and I recall they said that 16 hours is the I don't know what they call it, the golden time of a fast period. So I think if we all slept 16 hours a day, we'd be in perfect health, those of us who could fast.
Well, like I was mentioning earlier, we all do anyway when we call it our breakfast, and that's short for breakfast. So, yeah, you know, we kind of all do anyways, but some of us want to intentionally go longer for enlightenment purposes, and it seems to work. So, you know, we can't argue with the ones that really go deep and do get to that enlightenment stage. But yeah, that's pretty spot on with you know, what we've been talking about and discussing. So
for those of us who, you know, have lots of health issues or are recovering from prior health issues and all that, I think it would be kind of a good idea to maybe consult your doctor, or at least a dietitian, you know, and make sure that you won't be doing yourself
harm.
Health harm.
Yeah.
You know, and if your health harm is going to be there, then that means your spiritual and mental health will be affected as well. So, so, you know, for the healthy, it's no problem, but for those with ailments and all that, I figure you should consult a physician or dietitian at least. Sometimes I think I do a 16-hour fast, because sometimes when my body's really, you know, like after I have a medical trip, it's taxing on me, so I sleep.
Yes.
A whole bunch of extra hours the next day, so I think at least I get one golden hour of fasting every month or so.
Okay. Well, we really appreciate you joining us live and bringing us some of your beautiful music and all your wisdom on some of the subjects that we bring up. And lots of appreciation to you.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome for the kind words.
I guess we're going to have to say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Okay. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Okay.
Gukstamf. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother from Voishkana, BC, Shkwait Shachlach. And we're going to listen to some music from Luca Stricanoli and his song The Prodigy. So let's listen to that, and we're going to get a hold of our next co-host, Lady Faima. Enjoy, everyone. Thank you. right, we got a hold of our Lady Fahima. How are you doing, Lady Fahima?
My greeting to you, dear Chief, and the rest of the crew, especially the student of the Simon Fraser University, UBC student, as well, wonderful student that they accompany as a volunteer at this radio show. And my respect and greeting to the across the country and outside of the country. I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. We have our subject today, and it's on fasting, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Definitely such a beautiful and appropriate subject that you chose, same as usual. Fasting, please allow me to go back as long, you know, as far as we are on the land of the indigenous people, the Red Nation, that the title of Vanguard has been given to this nation, indigenous people, aboriginal respected people, by the scholar 157-59 years ago. The title for this nation is Vanguard. Mm. It means securing ground in advance. So in my vocabulary, they are visionary. They can see the future. They can see and bring in the security around the citizen, around the people. So going back to the respect to this land, and I am opening, you know, for the subject of the fasting, that the First Nation, we do have some medicine people, significant medicine men, that they go to the mountain and for a few days they are fasting and praying. Mm-hmm. And after a few days, when they come back pure and really, you know, with the good energy, great energy, and huge positivity to the ground. Mm-hmm. When we bring, you know, this positivity, that all the negativity has been left and given to the Mother Earth, and coming back on the to the ground with the fresh idea, fresh action, and positive action, and what we can do for the humanity to bring the better future for the next generation, and also to bring the peace and harmony on this blessed land. Thank you very much for having me. Mm-hmm. I know that our time is very limited.
Yes.
And I wish you the wonderful day and summer for each one of you.
Beautiful.
After all, I am the student and I am the servant of mankind.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much for having me.
Beautiful, wonderful words. I'm very blessed and pleased that, you know, we have you on our program every week, and just an honor, privilege, and yeah, we'll have to say bye for now.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you kindly. You are very generous.
Mm.
Thank you kindly.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that, ladies and gentlemen, that was Our Lady Fahima, production manager of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. Thank you for joining us. Next, coming up in a few weeks or so, we're going to have a special guest, one of my brothers from the Mi'kmaq peoples, and his name is Saugage, and it's going to be wonderful to have him. But come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and listen to Free Voices. And we're going to end our program with the last part of Luca Stricanoli and his acoustic guitar.
You're listening to